Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
6:48 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. That same article by Zrebeck and Rossini mentioned how shocked the players were when Harbaugh got fired. And they said the idea that Harbaugh lost the locker room was total BS. You believe that, Ed?
Yeah, I do. Because it's, I've not heard that. It's like, it's just like, that's a go-to. It's like, that's a go-to.
Lost the locker room.
Oh, he lost the locker room. Yeah. Oh, he lost the clubhouse. He lost the, people just throw this stuff out there. I mean, first of all, that's a very, very subjective thing as to what is, what means, what does it mean? You've lost the locker room. A couple of guys are bitching. Pick a place. Pick a work environment. Show me a place where, you know, a certain percentage of the employees are not complaining about something. And certainly the boss. I mean, it means nothing to me. Absolutely nothing.
You got something for me, Joe?
This is from the article backing up what Ed said. One veteran player said, there wasn't the best relationship with your star players, but I don't think people were necessarily at the fed up stage. That's always an easy blanket statement when a coach has been coach has been there a long time and gets fired. But I don't remember any instances where guys thought he lost the team.
Yeah,
I don't believe that either because they kept fighting for him.
That's what I meant. They do. It's always this, you know, the go-to. Ah, he lost the locker room.
When they stop, you know when you lose the locker room because guys stop fighting.
Yeah, right. And they didn't. I mean, it's like, you know, you have an argument with somebody, usually the opposite sex. Oh, you're just drunk. You know, talk to me later when you have. What'd you drink? Nothing. Just you're wrong. It's like, you're wrong. And just people just use, you know, any kind of, I don't know, crutch, excuse, whatever, when they have nothing else. And I don't believe he lost the locker room.
410-583-1057 is the number. You'll believe that if that's your narrative. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, first of all, sad to hear, you know, sad to see Harbaugh go, though. You know, I wish they could have worked something out where, you know, he could have had some type of position in the organization, you know, as an advisor somewhere in the front office or something like that.
What if he wants to coach, Rashawn? If I don't want to be the advisor if I want to coach. I want to go somewhere else and coach.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think about it like that.
Yeah, he ain't 80 years old, you know?
Yeah. And another thing, too, you know, I hope that's not true about them firing him over, you know, over the telephone like that, you know, because at least, you know, owner, like, even an owner like Jerry Jones, you know, like when he fired people like, you know, Jimmy Johnson and Bill Parcells, he, you know, he looking right in their face, man, got in their face and said, you fired.
What about when he fired Tom Landry?
I wasn't around back then.
No matter,
then,
but it happened.
Quite sure.
Just because you weren't around doesn't mean it didn't happen. When a man goes to his office and the key doesn't work anymore, And he has to assume that he doesn't have a job.
But you never know what Landry did something, you know?
What did he do? What did Tom
do? He tried to.
Never. Never.
Yeah, but
never. Listen, that never happened.
Do you think when tomorrow morning, hey, what's the Steelers owner's name? What's their names?
The Rooneys.
The Rooneys, right? So tomorrow morning when they fire Tomlin, don't you think they're going to do it respectful than that? You know, they're going to send him down like a man, probably.
Well, they're probably not going to fire Tomlin. But just hypothetically speaking, I think they'll do it however they need to do it. But I wouldn't bet that they would do it over the phone.
Yeah, they definitely ain't doing it over no phone, man. I don't know what he was too busy on his boat, on his yacht or something like that to have a one-on-one meeting with him because he's been very distant. You know, they say he ain't been around the team. He hasn't done a press conference in years. Like I don't understand,
it's
man.
4 years.
It's just it's 4 years.
Is it that? I thought it was longer than that.
No, it's about 4 years. I think I read 4 years.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, I understand, you know, you're looking at this as a business and everything like that, but show the fans and team that you care. You ain't got to, after every game,
what do you want to hear from the owner in a press conference, honestly? If things are moving smoothly in the way that you, when I hear from the owner, Ed, that means things aren't going right. Unless it's a new owner that wants to, you know, get himself familiar with the fan base. Other than that, I don't want to hear from the owner.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this?
And what are you going to get? What are you going to get?
You're going to hear from him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he fired his coach.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't need to hear from him.
There's always going
to
be some vague answers and, you know, put a positive spin on everything. And it's all it's going to be. You're not going to get the, you know, a play-by-play of what happened.
No, you're not.
You're just not.
Things are running well with your organization when you're not hearing from the owner all the time.
Yeah.
That means things are going good.
Mm-hmm. Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
Hey, it could have been either Lamar, it could have been Derrick Henry, it could have been, Hamilton. It could have been one of those guys that went out there.
Yes.
But man, I just go back to that New England game. I think Bisciotti was just so irate with that. I paid this man, correct me if I'm wrong, did they just renew Henry's contract or something?
They extended Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess he's sitting back saying we got 11-point lead, and here's what I paid for him now. And this man don't come back in the game in this 12 minutes. I think that really pissed that man off to the point where he didn't want to hear nothing else from Harbaugh.
Hey, Daryl, it's
very
hard.
Possible.
Yeah, Daryl, that is the theory by most, and that's one of those theories where you can't prove it,
exactly.
But you can form an argument against it. You know what I mean? That's how I stand on that. I can't prove it because I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds so reasonable and rational. I just paid this running back, this 30-year-old running back, what? And you say, see, Ed, I don't, if that chapped his ass, I think the explanation was worse than the actual act. You said it wasn't his turn? Is that what you said? He was on the sideline because it wasn't his turn? That's what you give us?
Yeah.
That's what the explanation is worse than the act. Why did you do that to me? Because I felt like it. You know what? Now it got worse. Now it just got worse. You felt like it? Well, I didn't feel like it? That's the explanation?
Yeah.
Why was Derrick Henry not on the field? It wasn't his turn. You know, it's just, you know, we got to be fair.
Got to get his plays.
Yeah. It's Pop Warner rules. Let's go to Edgewood and get Lou. What's up, Lou?
Guys, it's, you know, I've never heard a breakup of this caliber in this city. The coach.
When's the last time? When is the last time you had a coach slash manager here for 18 years?
That's it. It's, you know what, and it's quite an achievement, and it's awesome. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the town was clamoring for this guy to be fired, and then he gets fired, and we keep talking like it's a breakup. Like, who, you know, a couple of days ago, it matters. Where's he going to go? Who cares who he dates next? Who cares what he does next?
You so you think, hey, so on, you think like me.
On, man.
You think like
we
me.
Gotta move on. We should be concentrating on trying to get a new head coach in town here, not worrying about what everybody else is saying about the locker room. And as far as the locker room goes, did you guys see that argument yesterday on
yes.
the sideline with the Eagles?
Yes.
I think that guy lost the locker room yesterday.
No. I mean, that, no, I think AJ Brown lost a team. I think Sirianni actually probably earned some respect for getting in his face. I think AJ Brown's the problem. I don't think Sirianni is.
You think he's going to be moved in the
Sirianni, I'm sorry. I think AJ just made his way out of Philadelphia. Because you are running your mouth to your teammates, then you're running your mouth to your head coach, then they come to you late in the fourth quarter and you drop the ball. You drop the ball.
Yeah, that was horrible. That on that right at the end of the game.
Yeah,
it was like what? Just a couple.
I mean, come
two
on.
Minutes left or something.
Come on, dude. If you're gonna sit there and bitch about getting the ball, you better catch it when it comes your way. Antonio and Rosedale, what's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Monday, guys.
Yep. Happy Monday, my man.
Will the Ravens make a big move in the offseason? Or do they go into the season with the current team? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day, too. Their first big move is the coach. That's going to be their first big move. Then the next big move is going to be the coordinators. But I think they – I don't know if the personnel – I think their big moves in personnel probably going to be draft. I don't know what kind of free agents they're going to try to pick up.
I don't know.
I don't really see that in their card. Yeah. But I'm with Lou Medgewood. Man, we break up. I don't care who you're with next. As long as I'm happy, we're good.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Go ahead, have fun. Mm-hmm. I'm living my best life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.